Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And people, I think you're joining us today for entirely new perspectives. Steve Rummage in the building. Nikki V in the booth. Steve Rummage in the building. Nikki V in the booth. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
It's good to be here.
I'm glad Nick got that together. We're trying to get Nick. Jack has put together an awesome college basketball fantasy league. And when he told me about this, I was like, oh, I'm in.
Right.
That's awesome. Like, I have one fantasy football league, really, that I play. That's pretty much it. My cousin's league. And it's a dynasty league, so I stick with that.
Yep.
And when Jack said fantasy basketball, college basketball, I was like, let's go. So we're trying to get everybody signed up so we can figure out who's got picks and stuff. So, of course, sorry, he brought us McDonald's.
I never got the email,
Nick,
dude.
Didn't get the email. And
Mr. I didn't get the email.
Oh my God. Swear to God, I will throw it to break right now because I told you this is what fucking pisses me off. So, no, I'm not. I hate it when I get in trouble for getting emails that never got sent to me. That's a trigger. That is a massive trigger.
In theory, yes, I agree.
I don't care, Maven. You have no idea. I hit the dump button. We're fine.
I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm glad.
Hey, Nikki, do me a favor and close that door behind you.
Nick's out of the league.
Jack. Nick might be out of a job.
Jack, get Nick out of the league. I don't want to play with Nick anymore. Mom, don't let me go back to Nick's house.
I'm sorry. That is the one line I hate.
I didn't know. Nick didn't get the email. That's all I said was Nick didn't get the email.
Marcus, who should I take first? I'm calm now.
Nikki, I think you got bigger fish to fry right there at this moment.
So. Nick was like, Hersey Miller.
I said that was going to be my fun like pick. Sometimes when you get the last pick, you
now,
get like a mascot.
Now
I got pick.
Super nice to Nick because now it's awkward.
It's not awkward
because now he cussed and the boss was on the phone probably with a big client, and now here I am, and now I'm just trying to be like not awkward. And Jackson, they're trying to fix things. And
yeah, it's the parents arguing, and you just want to just, yeah.
No, like I don't want Jack to know who I'm actually going to take.
Listen,
even though I do have a guy that I'm going to take if I get the first couple picks.
Steve, I don't know if you ever experienced this, being only child. I don't even.
I'm going to take George
Jackson. Fair enough. I won't try to psychoanalyze your childhood, Steve, right?
Yep.
But.
I was the only child.
Listen, when my brother pretty much left the house, right, and mom and dad started fighting, right, mm-hmm. It was like a bidding war over my affection. Right?
Yes.
So listen, mom and dad was mad at each other.
Yeah.
And dad would offer to take me to do my favorite event. And mom would be like, oh, baby, you want, I got you a double quarter pounder with the orange, right? Supersized orange. So, mom.
Oh, we've had this conversation.
So,
because right when you said that, I'm like, shut up.
Listen. They would have a tug of war over my love, right?
Yep.
My love.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem.
Yeah.
When they're mad and awkward, and then they kind of put me in the choose this, choose who's right, yeah, and who's wrong.
Choose to stay, who you'll serve.
Yeah. I hated that part of it. Right. And Nikki's kind of like, he put me in this moment where I'm like, I feel you, Drew. And then I'm like, Nikki, mom, dad, y'all intrigued. Y'all can figure this out.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so listen.
I just want to move on.
Right.
Let's just move on.
Perspective.
I want to move out. Thank you. And we're back. Let's just restart.
Restart.
Perspective. For the recording. Welcome in, everybody.
Perspective on to today. Conversation in the football world. I did hear it this morning. Hey, Wake Forest attendance versus moving forward versus state of the program, all those things going on. You're having college basketball draft picks, or draft conversation, fantasy conversation, but it has nothing to do with my current roster and what my expectations are moving forward with my team.
Okay.
We play a game.
Tomorrow night.
What is it? Okay. Quick, hot, fire away question. You expect a better team, the same team, different team.
Let me give you a quick hot answer. I told Drew in the break, Drew and Blankenbaker earlier, I was like, it was coming. That was coming up. That was a mixture.
You might as well just.
The coffee spot put their new menu out today. There's two well-known coffee spots.
Mm-hmm.
One of them started their holiday menu today with the toasted white chocolate. Yeah, right. Yes, and they're more of yes, they're the best. But the team's fighting for 2 and 3.
Yeah.
And then the other one starts tomorrow. I wasn't aware one was starting today, so I got up, looked
like
on the
Christmas
app.
Like Christmas?
Yeah, and it was like, oh, surprise, toasted white chocolate.
So they didn't do the, you apparently haven't read the meme that Christmas is not allowed to start until Thanksgiving's over with.
I subscribe to that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now I love Christmas. It's my favorite holiday. Like, I mean, it's just the best. But I am more of a tree after Thanksgiving. Like, mm-hmm. I like to enjoy Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving is very family oriented,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like that they're trying to wipe Thanksgiving out.
Who's they?
Really? We're doing this?
What do you mean?
How did I?
I didn't say nothing.
Your eyes said everything. And this is one of the only shows that embraces video, and I appreciate that. They saw your eyes. Those eyes said everything. With your Mickey Mouse hat.
I didn't know if he was just thinking around.
Listen, one of us said the F word today, and it wasn't me. On air.
With the vice press.
And you brought in McDonald's and everything. It was such a good day.
Yes. And then you hit the one button. There's the one button. You shot.
So it's my fault that you said that.
You shot the torpedo into my Death Star vent and blew me up. That's the one. I did a whole open one time about how pissed off I get with that. This is real. Good. This is a shoot. I get pissed off. About good. That.
Like, well, I didn't
so
know that.
It was, you don't know me at all.
Well, I didn't mean to make you mad.
Imagine how some other people feel about Thanksgiving.
Well, I like Thanksgiving. Cowboys, God, Cowboys, family, and football. Hey. What's the Russell Wilson thing?
The little pointed thing?
Yeah.
Family.
Jesus.
Cowboys.
Russell Wilson.
I may make one of those.
Okay,
anyways,
hot answers.
I was telling them in the break, I hate that I'm nervous. Real fan answer. I don't like that I'm nervous about the game tomorrow.
Because
it shouldn't be.
We never did grades.
No, we haven't. We can do that. We can break down the players and get a little deeper into that. But I don't...
Instead of grades, with it being a first evaluation, do we just say first impression instead of grades?
That's probably a better way to say it. First impression of, because it is a pretty new team.
And I'll throw it out here. 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line.
A lot of people saying goodbye to Nick on the text line.
It's so hard to say goodbye.
Like, anything else? We're just going to leave that.
To Nikki V.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
In the mirror, Nikki.
For Nick.
Okay. What? Sorry. Okay. Ooh, okay.
It's. I'm getting over it. It's coming. See, now your eyes said it there. So you,
that's
you,
what I was doing.
Yeah, yeah. I was say.
I'm sure that Steve, you have helped me build up the strongest immune system.
That's when people are like, I'm like,
I'm going to be invincible.
Marcus has had whatever the COVID, B12, whatever they, Marcus has had every one of them. Because there's no way I've coughed right into your face listen, for 2 months straight.
Between you, Charity, Elijah, your father-in-law.
Everybody. Just,
they just beat me down.
Yeah, and I just come in here and I just hack in his face just all day.
It's just like, yeah. Listen, we made that pact a long time ago, Steve. That either
we never stopped coming in to doing shows.
So we never stopped coming in.
We were
doing
like,
shows.
We were like, you
the
know
people
what?
Need us, and we got to take this sacrifice together.
We put our mask on and we come on in and did our thing.
So you're nervous. You don't like being nervous about basketball.
I don't. Now, again, that's the fan.
And
in
nervous
me.
Is your worst case scenario season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, no, nervous is losing the. No.
I'm
nervous is losing to Chaminade.
Uh huh.
That's nervous.
Right.
That's where it's my, like, come on, guys. Like, let's not do this. You know, let's look. And it's my. But I guess it parlays into what you're saying because that nervousness turns into. I'm nervous because I want to see some improvement tomorrow night. I want to see something that tells me, okay, there's going to be some improvement. Because right now, off the one sample size, you know, I mean, Drew said it yesterday, and I know what he meant. Because somebody was, he was like, well, I mean, if you just take it off one game, then they're not going to win a game all year.
Right.
Because you're not going to play a team that's worse than Lenoir Ryan.
That's Dwayne. Dwayne's like, yeah, we're done.
If you can't beat Lenoir Ryan, then you can't beat anybody on the schedule, period.
Right.
You know, so then there's the law of 7 or 8 in college basketball. So I'm like, so that means you're going to be like 8-9 wins. Now, I love Kenny Payne. I trust Kenny Payne. I think Kenny Payne's the guy. Mm-hmm. That doesn't bother me at all.
A big picture.
I'm not shaking on that. I believe that he's going to be the coach here. We're going to get some good recruits. We're going to be good.
Yep.
But for this season, I'm starting to go, okay, maybe they're not going to get to 12 wins. But if they come out tomorrow and look significantly better.
Mm-hmm. Then do you have a big reversal of
it? Allows me to get back to, okay, maybe we can get back up into the 17-18 range. Mm-hmm. And if you get in that range, 1-2 games go either way, you can make a tournament. Mm-hmm. So, like, we'll see.
Okay. Do you think?
I fear, Marcus, my biggest fear. I'm sorry, don't lose that. But I guess I should explain the other side of that. My biggest fear is they come out and they lose to Chaminade.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like,
so that's just a results based thing. See, I think that's where we're kind of separate.
No, we should be. Yeah, I know. Now remember, I said I'm speaking from the deep fan, the deep fan. Okay, I have to be clear with that. I'm not breaking down what I saw. I'm just saying the fan side of Steve. If he never got into radio,
I was bitey with our guy Ross last night, right? Mm-hmm. Because I said, you know, I kind of talked about, you know, just my impression of the way Kenny Payne coached it.
Uh-huh.
I got to evaluate. I don't care about losing. I have to evaluate.
Okay.
I have to tell these guys, hey, we're going to be based on running a man-to-man defense, mm-hmm. whether y'all like it or not. You're going to have to think on the fly. Am I switching with a guard or am I switching with a center?
Okay.
You know, like, y'all are going to have to talk through this. And I've seen good coaches have the discipline to let guys screw it up over and over again and resist the urge to call a timeout, resist the urge to do this. You and I have both seen great coaches just resist the urge. No, I'm not changing it. I'm not going to babysit you on this. Mm-hmm. This is a staple moving forward. This is what I believe in. Y'all are going to have to think faster. Sure. We've saw that, right? And we've also saw a coach decide, I don't care. I need to win this game. I don't care.
Oh, Chris Mack said, famously, I don't want to be, and it pissed a lot of us off.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of respect for Coach Davenport. Yep. It's like, I don't want to be the guy to lose to Bellarmine. And we were all like, well, Coach, first off, nobody around here going to hate you for losing to Bellarmine.
Right.
And two, that just shows me, like, you know, it's just full.
Win.
Yeah.
Win. Yeah, yeah, just win. I mean, even when you say something, which, again, you celebrate when you go get three, you know, two or three grad transfers that can win you some games.
Yeah.
But you hate seeing your young David Johnson or whoever sitting on that bench the whole time.
Yeah.
You're just like, no, Coach, like, I want my young guys playing. I want them learning, you know, catching up. So, yeah, like, I don't have the win-loss value. Or, okay, go win the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, look, I did not for 1 minute think it's okay not to win the game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if I watch it and I see that they're running and cutting hard the right way and they're communicating better and they're trying to figure it out, and it's almost like, if I see he makes a conscious decision to just stick with this style, you know, stick with this style. Because here's the thing. I think your bleeding time is a lot less if you make him do it this way. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. You'll grow faster if you keep doing this.
Well, and I will say, I'm very, somebody saying their parrot learned a new word today. That's funny.
Sorry, Mr. Crackers.
Yeah. So.
Whose parrot is named Mr. Crackers?
I don't know, but that sounds like it'd be a parrot name, though, right? Polly want a cracker? Mr. Crackers?
Okay, fair enough.
That was highbrow humor right there.
That was good.
Thanks, guys.
That was good, because that could have got bad.
Wow, I didn't even think of that.
Yes, you did. No,
I swear. That was good. I was purely on saltines, man.
Fair enough.
He's like, you know, you buy one of those all white parrots? Like,
really? Keep going.
Do you?
Keep going.
Raises your credit score.
Yeah. Where are we at?
See? Look, he just won't stop. Look, you're Ashton Kutcher on that movie Guess Who?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not being a wise ass. I don't get that reference.
He's making all the jokes Bernie Mac keeps firing him up, and he's like, why don't you tell another one of those black jokes? And Ashton Kutcher's like, ha ha, and he's like, oh yeah. And anyways, he does one like black people can't get a job, and like everybody at the table is like, yeah. And Bernie Mac throws his fork down. He's like,
oh God.
Just had to go there, you know. Yeah, it's
the other one that says, "Why can't we say it?" You say, sure you can
say it.
Yeah, I'll say it with you. Listen, 1, 2, 3.
Don't do it.
I keep forgetting that name. What's his name? What is his name? Steve, the actor that I'm thinking of. Texter, you saved us last time. Save us one more time.
Samuel L. Jackson did it in an interview one time.
It's not Samuel L. Jackson. Lindo. His name is Lindo something. What's his name, y'all? Texters. Who is the black comedian that dared the news guy to say it or said, sure you can say it? What is his name? Lindo something. Oh, man. We'll come back
anyways,
to it.
Anyways, yeah, that's funny.
Rob Lindo?
No. It's not Rob Lindo. It's something like Lynn. Okay.
So. Okay. We'll get back to it.
Okay. Growth.
Yeah. I mean,
speed. And you got to get some fast break points.
Yeah. I mean, you want to see more of just.
Okay. I was going to ask this question. Does he coach to win more than last game?
Well, I think that's going to depend. I was listening to Innocent Biscuit yesterday. And I mean, like, Innocent had a great analogy, an old parent analogy, you know, where it was like, which fit in it's perfectly. Yes.
Can I name drop?
Yeah.
This is awesome. I didn't realize this, but Be Still from Nappy Roots is listening. And he just texted me Del Rey Lindo.
That's his name.
Okay.
Shout out Nappy Roots.
That's such a delegation name too, ain't it?
So maybe you should also watch him out.
Del Rey. Hey, can we start calling... Instead of
somebody, a bunch of them. Yep, yep.
Instead of Jamal, can we start saying Del Rey?
Yeah.
I think Del Rey is like the new Jamal.
Del Rey transferred into the Bullets. Yeah. Best player they got. Yeah.
Okay.
Best player they got.
Does he coach? Does he coach?
I mean, listen, man.
To win.
Ennis said this. Ennis said, you know,
I said comedian, sorry.
Like it could have been one of those deals where it's like, if y'all want to do it this way, like they were bucking the system a little bit.
Like they didn't want to do it that way? And Ennis used the line,
then I'm going to make you smoke your whole pack. Which is like back in the day, an OG grandma catch you smoking. And it's like, oh, okay, go ahead. Smoke every one of them. Right here, I'm gonna sit here and watch.
Under the prison now. You're like,
it's like, no, enjoy it. Smoke another.
They'll put you under the prison now.
Steve. I know.
It's Child Protective Services.
But I mean, I do think there was a little bit of that going on. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, if you just locked in, you can roll your eyes at me, that's fine. But I mean, you can tell that there was a little bit of like, y'all just aren't doing, like, y'all are doing some of the opposite things of what we've heard Kenny Payne say.
Yeah, or like, it was like a reverting back, and I like this tape of y'all reverting back.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was like, man, like, I mean, there's one of two options. Either they were reverting back or bucking it a little bit, or Kenny Payne is just a god-awful coach. So
both equally possible?
There are some. No, I don't think equally. And there are some, I think, that believe that.
Back to my point. So, the guy Ross said, if he didn't coach to win the game, then isn't that kind of like a loser mentality? Said something like that, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, is that a serious question? Like, you think he's been around all this stuff all this time? And he just say, oh, I'm going to bring all the alumni back. I'm going to do all this. And I'm going to just watch him. Just come out here and watch him go to work.
Yeah.
Just watch him play.
Like, we're really going to just roll the ball out. Well, let's see what y'all got. I got you in shape.
Right. Now go play.
Yeah.
Go play ball. That's all I do.
But it did kind of look like that at times. I will say that.
Live. Not on the replay, to me.
I totally agree.
Yep. Totally agree. Not at second.
But again, I'm trying to take this from
fan.
Because majority of fans watch this game on Sunday have not rewatched this game. And I don't blame you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, if I wasn't doing this, I wouldn't have watched it.
You know, you want to know something just kind of slick, funny, Steve?
I'm listening.
You know who was bringing the ball up the court? Their 6'5 power forward.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, now that's one thing I put on the good side. I think people were eased a little bit on Sunday. Like, dude, we're not going to have a problem getting the ball up court. Can we stop that now? Like, you know.
But they're waiting for the one or two teams that really can pressure us and cause some trouble. You're going to need L. Ellis and Fabio to be in foul trouble. Then you're going to need the full court pressing team. Like, you're going to need three things to happen. And Kamari's going to have to have a turnover prone day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to do the full I told you so.
What about Kamari?
What do you want to know?
I know I'm going a little left field. I'm kind of getting a little more zoom in here.
We said we were going to talk some individual players.
I'm curious how you felt about him, because I was – now, let me be clear. I've skimmed over this game one time.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that where we're at, because I think that I will represent a little more of just the casual – I'm watching the game.
Right.
But I'm out doing – not casual fan, but somebody who's like, dude, I watch the game on Sunday. I work all week. I'm not
– I watch it 10 times.
I'll be there on Thursday. Right.
See? 10 times at least.
I have it. Uh-huh. But I'm curious what you think about Kamari Lance, because for me – I didn't think he was bad.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think he was where I thought he would be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me be clear. I am a super optimist
with
Louisville. So I always, let me just tell you this, in radio, and we're going to be here for a long, long time, so get used to it. When it gets to the season, I'm always going to give two notches higher. On a player.
On grades or what?
No, just on what I think of a player.
Yeah, okay, what they can do.
So sometimes they don't reach that because I think I overvalue them sometimes. So Kamari Lance, I don't know. Like, I wasn't disappointed in him, though. I didn't think he was really aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Tell me an aggressive person.
And on the team Saturday?
Jalen Withers.
Jalen Withers.
Who comes to your mind next? LL is kind of in a bad, but in a bad way. As far as that's not the way Kenny Payne wanted him to be aggressive.
Well, I thought at the beginning it was. I thought he got there a few times, but I do think he could have scored a couple times too. When you get into L. Ellis, I think he,
he's fine.
I'm not worried about L. He's fine. He's figuring out what he. I'm more worried about him fouling.
Right.
Like stop fouling. Because that's a problem he had last year. And if you almost fouled out against Lenore Ryan, I worry about you fouling out.
Right.
You know, I mean, heady, savvy team like Bellarmine. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
They're going to get right up in you. And, you know, like, and if you're a super handsy guy and they're going to call fouls. And what bothered me was I've got three, Euro step, and then just extended his whole arm. Yep. It was like, dude, they're going to call
it. It was funny because I'm like, that came from practice. It not only did it
they're
come
letting me be too aggressive.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. It came from practice because I'm like, y'all are being too violent on each other in practice. Like, but you're developing the tough part of it, so you're letting them do that to each other.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So it's like, okay, it's like Russ and Steve. It's like you can always dial it back.
Oh yeah,
you know. But you're like, yeah. Nah, go out there, set the tone. We're gonna be aggressive.
Of course, they literally changed the rules because of Russ and Steven. Right. The next year, they put in the
more hand checks and freedom of movement.
Freedom of movement is what they. Okay, Kamari Lance.
Kamari Lance. He was so nervous.
Okay.
Kamari Lance.
I'll listen to that with a freshman a lot more than I will the older guy.
Because I saw this twice. Here's the thing, Steve. There's nothing worse than having a basketball and knowing you can take somebody and you're trying to run the system and then you take somebody and you get a 5-foot jump shot right in the middle of the court and you miss it right at the beginning. You get to your spot.
I thought it was a good shot.
Yeah, yeah. You get to your spot. You get a, you know, elbow jump shot. That's his favorite shot. He's, you know, he's the big ISO. All that good stuff.
By the way, can I read this really quick? This Absolutely. Is hilarious. I do not think of Nick and Rummage as the C word that was said earlier. I think of them more as croutons. They're white, but they have a little more flavor.
And we're toasted.
Are they toasted?
I think croutons are toasted, yeah.
I feel like you could, I feel like I would definitely survive a little more if you dropped us into a delegation. Just from things you say.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Probably.
But I don't like that. That was a good reference.
Sorry. Soften it up.
Yeah. He got, because when he got to the middle that time and he rose up, I was like, that's a good shot. I'm fine with that. He'll hit that. Like,
I mean, you can just see the way the ball hits off the rim. It's just like, oh, that's not you.
Yeah.
And again, unfair for me to have a better perspective because I've seen him in practice. I've seen him running free. I've seen him talking and yelling and barking at each other. And, oh, yeah, I got the ball. And I've watched him on that court not say a word. People who saw the game only, you know, just saw a team not talk to each other at all.
Right.
So it's like, whoa, what is this?
Well, that's what I say. Your average fan, and again, not doubting their fandom. I'm saying the average, just your person who works every week and doesn't watch his games. He's only watched his team twice. Play each other and play them. Lenore Ryan.
Yep.
Being them.
And yeah, and again, one of the first things I said is playing each other is a whole, is an entirely different world.
And really, there was only, what, a good crowd, but 9,000 people there. A lot more 9,000 Louisville fans in the city, right?
I think more than, I still think.
At the red-white games, what I was saying.
I don't even think the nerves were crowd-related more than they were playing another team. Like, Kamari Land's nerves, he still don't know if he can, like, he needs that last step to know he can play at this level.
Okay.
Of course he thinks he's an NBA talent. Of course, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But you still got that one little thing in the back. You know, like you make a reference to it. Just like you run a route and you screw it up. And the coach told you your profession may be a little different.
Yeah.
If you can't.
Paul Petrino. Yeah, he basically said I would be a male.
Nikki, have you heard Steve tell this story? Don't tell the story.
No, but I can't.
Just, no, but
just
at the break, can you?
Just give him a light.
It was It was the first time I had had any kind of practice. I went down to Kentucky Wesleyan. Decided I was just going to go walk on at Louisville. Like that's what I wanted to do. I just wanted to walk on at Louisville. Come back up, walk on with Louisville. Paul Petrino. They're in zone coverage, right? When you in a Bobby Petrino offense, when you leave the line, you have two or three different routes, depending on the coverage. Like, I mean, you're not. It's not like, you know.
So you're deciding on the fly.
Strong right 94. And you're like, okay, I'm four. I run this.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I run anything. So anyways, they were in zone coverage. I brought my route in. Well, in zone coverage, that means there's a middle linebacker just waiting there to kill you, right? Or intercept it, one of the two, because I should have brought.
And you're supposed to see the same thing as the quarterback.
Yeah. So the quarterback, we're all on the same page without talking. Okay. So, anyways, I do that where I'm like, dang, I screwed up. So he lets Paul Petrino lets me know that if I'm going to make decisions like that coming off the line because I'm already so ridiculously unathletic compared to the tight ends that actually play. You know what I'm saying? That I will make a living as a serviceman.
Like in the armed forces? Or?
Just don't ask.
To other gentlemen.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, coach. And I didn't finish the season. But I didn't go on to do that either.
Yep. Point being.
Chippendales has a great 401k.
Yeah, so here I am.
Point being, that what happened in this game in certain situations, the staff can do the same thing. Hey, that right there will land you as a or something. We can't do that. It's 2022. That right there will land you in a job doing something that's not NBA related. You know, like now for freshmen, I can say that, hey, here won't go anywhere doing that. You won't go anywhere doing that. You won't, you know, like you got some tangible stuff. So point being, if you ask me, Kamari lands, nervous, looking around. He's just staring at everybody, doesn't know what to do.
Before we go to break, really quick, because I think we need to separate the two conversations with the ones. Devin Reed, do you think same case? Devin Reed, Hersey Miller, I kind of grouped those guys together.
Yeah, Devin Reed, very tentative. I actually
didn't see a lot of Devin Reed.
I was very proud of that. They did Hersey. He was not. He was thinking, but he was running hard, and he's crashing into people, and he's messing up. But he was playing so hard that you could tell he was getting the message. I think Mike James was.
No, I'm separating a couple of these guys. With I just wanted to get
Devin very tentative.
So all the young guys, first year
but,
guys.
Devin Reed and Kamari Lands were different kind of tentative.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. Kamari Lands wanted to score. He wanted to do stuff, you know. But he was overthinking. Devin Reed just didn't want to screw up.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the two different freshmen kind of play. I'm out here not to screw up. Here out there overthinking.
Yeah.
That's that, you know, the overthinker was Kamari Lands. The I don't want to screw this up was Devin Reed.
Yeah.
I'll take a quick commercial break.
Fair enough.
Midday's and Marcus Maybe on 93 on the Bill. Straight. Get away, you move it. Got me in a trance. DJ, tell me up. Ladies, this your jam. I'm a sip of Scott.
She gets this brown skin or a yellow bone. DJ, this my favorite song, so I'm
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Let me take a second to give a special thanks to one of our newest members of the team, Kentuckiana Pump Sales. Every home building business or municipality relies on the movement of the pumps they provide. The moment you need water or sewage pumps, you should think of Kentucky Pump Sales immediately, like they're a first responder or essential personnel. 35 years of experience, best for service, the fairest possible prices. Just go visit Harold and Mark. Find out exactly what you need with your pump needs. Sump pumps, utility, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217.
It's good info to have, man.
So, Steve.
Yeah.
What's going on over here?
Well, I was looking at the text line and different things, but I was going to bring up U of L put out their schedule for the year in basketball, their specialties, you know, whiteout against Carolina, different things. And they're honoring the 2013 team. Interesting. Against Clemson.
2013 team.
Now, I did find it a little interesting that they didn't put out, I don't think they called them the national champions.
I was curious about that.
In it, I'm looking, okay, here's what it says. For that game, it says, the Cardinals will honor the iconic 2013 team with various promotions and recognitions.
I can't wait. They're going to show out. They're going to, listen, they're going to do the, oh, we can't say it, we can't say it. And when they get there, they're going to be like, ah, that's what they're
doing. I know. Yeah, yeah. It's going to, yeah, dude. You should just put the banner up at that point.
Yeah, I'm totally down for that, too. Just raise it right back.
Also, Kansas has self-imposed a 4-game suspension for Bill Self and Curtis Townsend to begin this season.
This is awesome. We need to do better. Master Yoda, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing this morning?
Good, good.
Hey, I got a question. How many listeners do you have? Like
millions and millions and millions.
So they can hear everything I'm about to say, right?
Absolutely.
It's the power. So I got a message for Card Nation. I was at the game Saturday, and we went down. First of all, we didn't storm the field. Let's get something straight. We didn't storm the field.
Some people just enjoyed the celebration?
Yeah. No, the players was like, come. They wanted us to come down. So the student section, they said, the players come, so the student section went first. And then they started bringing everybody else down, so we all came down on the field. So it wasn't a storming of the field. They wanted us down there to celebrate that win with them. That's what that was. That's why they said it was a meeting at the Cardinal Bird, and that's what it was. So besides all that, the players love the fans. Now, I was one that wanted Sat gone. I wanted Sat gone because of play calling, because of player development, and he wasn't making adjustments. What's happened now is he's starting to make those adjustments. Now he sees his job's on the line, and the defense is playing hard. They playing lights out. Whether he helped a lot or a little, it don't matter. He's the head coach. It all falls on him anyway. He ends up or he loses. So they're 5-3. Suck is 5-3. Fans, let's show up for this team. They deserve it. Them boys, I promise you. Y'all go out there, y'all see how hard them boys play? And they love the fans. I went down on the field, turned to my left, Tyon Evans is right there. And I yelled, Tyon. And, man, he came up and gave me a big hug. He don't know me. He gave me the biggest hug like we was brothers. Because that's what Card Nation is all about, man. And them, I'm telling you, the players, whether you like that or not, them players love y'all, man. And because we're such a passionate fan base in these shows, man, that stadium was rocking. It sounded like it was sold out, but it wasn't. And that stadium was rocking. So just imagine if that stadium is full, going crazy, get this game, get Bo Adams 6-3, go down. Steve Rummage's got to go to Clemson so we can get this win. Knock them off, come back, get NC State, go down to Lexington. Man, why can't we do it with this defense playing like this? We can. We can do this, y'all. But, Carnation, we got to show up for our team and support Kenny Payne. Hey, man, this is a learning process. The transition is crazy. And you can see they was nervous, man. They really was nervous out there. And L just got to tone it down. L was too amped up. You know what I'm saying? But L just got to tone it down a little bit. And they are learning. You can tell they was like, oh, we're showing the switch. And you can tell they was messing up. You know, Kenny Payne didn't care about it. He wanted to show them, this is what y'all look like. Doing your own thing and not listening to what I'm saying. But fans ain't seeing that. It's, oh, no, we just lost to a D3 school. Yeah, we're not supposed to lose to them. That's true. We're not. But y'all got to understand this process and what's happening and these players' confidence. Even J.J., he missed that little short crook and his head dropped. You see Kamari Lance, his shot on the little memory, it came short. His head dropped. And that's what Kenny Payne was talking about. You know, I rewatched the game twice, too. And you can tell, man, they was nervous as crap out there. But it, like you said, it was good things and it was bad things. But I really believe they're going to fix it, man. And Carnation, man, just show up for these kids. I'm telling y'all, these players love the fans. So whether you like the coaches or not, the players, these are kids, man. Support them. Yeah, they starting to get paid now, so what? But this is what Carnation is all about. So, man, I love y'all, man. L's up, go Cards.
Appreciate the call.
Appreciate it. That's a good story, too.
Okay, I'm going to make this awkward.
Okay.
that was a great call, a great emotional call.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this out here. I'm going to make this. It's not. It shouldn't be awkward.
Okay.
Nikki's going to love this one.
Ooh.
What I want y'all to do, what I want y'all to do, add this to your bucket list. Tyon Evans and Marcus Maben have something in common.
Oh.
You do, but I didn't witness it the same way.
Okay.
But Tyon Evans and Marcus Maben have something in common.
I'm listening.
That I just learned.
I'm listening.
You witnessed it already. You've witnessed it one time. That caller, y'all, the YouTube, if you were watching yesterday, if you just listened to him, if he ever introduces himself and lets you know who he is.
Yeah, he's going to hug you.
Steve, tell them what a hug is like. From that caller who just called.
It's a special hug.
Listen.
When comforting.
When he says, man, I love y'all.
Yeah.
He loves.
Yes.
He means it if he hugs you.
Yes.
That was the manliest bro hug that you can experience, y'all.
No, yeah. I wasn't mad at it.
Right. Right. Who we got? Ellis, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Yeah, I'm just calling it. That last caller, man, what's wrong with that dude? He's crazy. Listen, that overrated Wake Forest winner, we stormed the field for Wake Forest. Scott Satterfield needs to go. That was Wake Forest is overrated. We need to go ahead and get rid of him now. We got to lose to Clemson, Kentucky. We need to get rid of him now and go get Deion Sanders while we can.
What if he beats Clemson and Kentucky? Would that change your mind? Is there anything that can change your mind?
If he beats Clemson and Kentucky, yeah, it'll change my mind. But we know that ain't going to happen. Okay. So we need to go get Deion Sanders right now. He's going to bring the corner with him. He's going to bring his son, the quarterback, and bring some swag around here. And we need to start working on it now before Arvin Harzen and get him in there.
Fair enough.
You got any extra shout outs you want to give?
No, that's it.
No, that's good. Appreciate you.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, yeah.
He just like, I don't care what that guy said.
I don't like him. We should fire him right now and go get Deion.
Just go get Deion. Bang.
Yeah. I already got it planned out. He's going to bring the swag. He's going to bring his son. He's going to bring Travis Hunter.
Let's do it.
You said, would it change your mind if you won? Well, yeah, I mean, that would change my mind, but that ain't going to happen.
It's not gonna
I don't believe that was a UK fan. Like people are saying that was a UK fan. I don't believe that. I believe that Louisville fan that's just like, I don't think this guy's it.
Is something we need to take? Okay.
No, I can tell. Well, usually you can tell, you're like, okay.
He was emotional. He was emotional.
What was the area code of that phone number that called in? Do you remember?
I didn't see it.
Oh, okay.
It didn't show up. Yeah. But no, I was with you. Like, I don't think that was a sleeper cell.
No, UK I just agent. Think, he's,
I think
just,
he's just a bitter.
He's just miserable with the football. He's just like, I'm done.
He just, yeah, we did Stormfield on the over it.
Yeah.
He didn't even want it not to be called the storming of the field.
Yeah.
He needed that.
He was riot guy. In the county, it was they did not protest.
Yeah,
it was riots. You can tell the difference when somebody's like, "Well, I mean, they had the riots in Louisville," and you're like, "I don't think that was a riot, but I don't." Okay, but yeah, that was a storming.
Yeah,
that was storming. Yeah, like
it's always one or two words that you can see interjected.
Yeah.
in the rehashing of history.
Uh huh,
John. Thanks for joining 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, I appreciate the midnight show and everything else. I just wanted to call in and say, man, I was at the game Saturday. I looked to my left, looked to my right, and I talked to some fans of Brown. I said, everybody that's here today needs to just come back and just as a big thank you for last week. That feeling that we had in that stadium last week was something that we probably haven't had since at Florida State, since the Sugar Bowl, since Teddy beating Cincinnati up at Cincinnati. Those don't come around too often, and this team just needs a big thank you for their performance that they put together and the turnaround. There ain't no reason. I'm not asking for a sellout this week, but it's a 7:30 night game in Louisville on a Saturday night. I mean, let's all get out there and just have a good time and just enjoy the atmosphere. I mean, at least 50,000. It's a 60,000 stadium. Let's at least get 50 in.
Well,
for a three-game win streak, I mean, we're going on a four-game win streak. We're going to probably beat NC State, looking like we're going to beat Kentucky. I mean, we got a big opportunity. Sutterfield's really turned this thing around, man. I'm just proud for him. I'm happy for him. And I'm going to go there. I'm going to support him. I'm taking about 2-3 of my homies. We're going to go have a good time.
Well, and look, appreciate the call, man. And let me say this. Louisville has put their money where their mouth is. I know what time it is, too. But, I mean, I want to make it clear that, I mean, Louisville's put their money where their mouth is. You can go to Ticketmaster, get $8 tickets with no service fee. It's just $8.
Right now.
That's it.
Right now.
Yeah, so you can get, I mean, two tickets, $16. And you can go to the game on Saturday night. Go tailgate, go everything. So, again, I understand what the fans have been through. And I understand that some people is not buying back in. I thought Drew and them actually had a pretty good conversation this morning. And I'll be honest with you, I think I agree with Drew. I think you're going to have to win three of the last four to get the entire unity kind of back outside of the two percenters.
Let me take this real quick. Frank, fire away, my man. Frank, you there?
Hey, gentlemen. First of all, thanks.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, we got you.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Hey, guys. All right, well, first and foremost, thanks for taking my call. You know, the last gentleman that made that phone call, you know, Scott Satterfield can solve world peace. And, you know, just certain people just don't want the coach. Now, I'm still, you know, willing to see what the end of the season brings and then do an evaluation or whatnot. Right now we're trending in a positive direction, so I'm happy about that. But wanna ask you guys a question. I'm gonna hang up and listen. You know, I'm looking at the game and I'm not gonna try to put a conspiracy theory or whatnot. But it seems to me that you know, Kenny didn't put too much energy, and maybe the team fed off not having energy for the exhibition game. You know, and these things are probably more of a learning curve or whatnot. You know, just give me your take on that. I'm not going to, you know, say fire Kenny Payne or whatnot. I just think this was more of a evaluation a game or whatnot. So I'm not going to jump off the ship. So again, just give me your perspective. I hang up.
Listen, I appreciate the call. That's a great setup. I'm going to start the next hour combining two ideologies, basketball and football, that almost go hand in hand with what you just saw the minute we return from break. Rolling along, today's Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.